This is the Rafe Mayer Show, live on 600 AM Vancouver.
Dr. Daniel Pauly is director of UBC's Fisheries Center. He's founder of FishBase and EcoPath. Last year, Scientific American magazine named him one of the 50 most influential scientists in the world, and he's on the line. Dr. Pauly, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to go back to the study that was published in Science magazine, and you and I talked about it within a day or so of its release. There have been a number of things have happened since then. Some people have said, well, it's flawed because the Pew Foundation, which funded it, is an environmental organization, et cetera. Others have raised standards of the FDA in the United States and HPB here and said, well, they're more to be relied upon. And others have said, well, it's just not good science. And I wonder if you could sort of help us with that.
Well, if you have somebody measuring, say, a certain substance, finding a certain substance in a fish fillet that was bought somewhere, if you say it's bad science, you have to say either the person has mismeasured that amount or that the animal had been spiked. In other words, the person is lying. Or you have to say, you have to demonstrate that the people who did the study selected from a wide range of options those animals that they knew beforehand would be polluted or all. Any of these things. But none of these things has happened. What has happened is that people are not happy with the conclusion, which is that European, especially Norwegian, Scottish salmon are full of have high level of dioxin and other substances. That's really the issue. And then what regulatory measure you use to say, well, given those levels, you should do this or not do that, that is a different issue. But nobody has said, to my knowledge, that the measurements were wrong.
In other words, the science is not flawed at all.
It's the policy that you derive from it that is debated, and that's legitimate.
All right. In other words, would it be fair to say this, Dr. Pauly, that if you look at that study and you look at their recommendations, as I recall, namely, if you live on the East Coast, you can have one Atlantic salmon a month, the West Coast two. That is a statement of their opinion as to what this means.
Yes.
Others may have different opinions.
Yes, because let's say if you take an analogy with tobacco, you can tell people your probability of getting cancer is heightened if you smoke, but you don't forbid the smoking of tobacco. And that is, if you said, we think that people should not do X and Y, it's a policy statement. But the statement that your risk of cancer is increased is science. And the science is not really challenged that I know by scientists. What has happened is that the policy recommendation has been challenged. And that is, to me, perfectly legitimate.
If you're like I am and a lot of other people, Dr. Pauly, you practice the precautionary principle when you eat things. In other words, you sort of put the onus on the other people to show that it's okay for you before you eat it. If the public wanted to operate on the precautionary principle, would it not be fair to say they would follow the recommendations of this study before they followed recommendations that were less stringent?
Yes, that is quite... It is as simple as that. The public would like to know what is in the things they get and to decide. And then you have a price or health kind of balance to make. When I go to here to our organic food store, I pay three times more. And I don't go regularly to it because it's very expensive, the organic food, I mean.
Yeah.
And so I make a choice if I go there, and I make a choice if I don't. But I can make that choice because I know what is happening. And people ought to be able to make the kind of choices. The policies, you see, is prescriptive. And we live in democracy, people should have choices. But the science doesn't need to be criticized. If you accuse people to have cheated, in other words, that is heavy-duty stuff. Never mind the fact that Pew funded these people. To accuse a scientist of having cheated by saying the measurements are wrong, or Pew funded it, therefore what? See, research is funded, right? Research
yes.
is paid for.
Of course it has to be.
And so the question is, what are they supposed to go beg on Granville Street to get the research funded?
Yeah, exactly.
This doesn't get you anywhere to accuse people of being biased. You have to show it in concrete, in specific terms.
Let me do, just before we take a short break, Daniel Pauly, would it be fair to say this, that if you had a daughter who was pregnant, or I had a daughter who was pregnant, you wouldn't recommend that they take farmed Atlantic salmon if they had another option?
See, especially since there are excellent other sources of the oils and other things that are good for you.
Dr. Daniel Pauly is my guest. He's director of UBC's Fisheries Center. He's one of the 50 most influential scientists in the world. We'll be back with more on 600 AM with Rafe Mayer. Right.